We're recognizing farms and homesteads that have been in the family for more than 100 or 150 years. I'm Allison Lynn for the Midwest Farm Report. These families gathered at State Fair Park in West Dallas on August 9th for a celebratory breakfast. One farm belongs to John and Susan Crass. They accepted the Century Award for their family farm along with John's mother, Verna. The family's farm in Adams County can be traced back to John's grandparents on his father's side, who purchased the farm in 1921. John and his mother, Verna, have fond memories of the farm, and Verna starts by sharing more about the farm's history.
The farm was in our family in 1921.
And who acquired the farm? Where were they from? Why did they choose the farm where it was located?
Well, it was my husband's parents, Walter and Wendy Crass. And, well, I guess they started farming, and so it was available at that time, so I suppose that's why they got it.
What kind of farm did they have when they first started out?
Well, it was a farming of cattle, and back then you had pigs and you had chickens and you had turkeys and a little bit of everything, and of course a big garden.
Do you have any memories from them of what those first few years were like on the farm?
Well, when I, that was my married life, of course, but when I grew up, I just was on a farm too, so it was about the same thing. Had cows and, yes, and I went on the sleigh to the school many, many mornings. My dad would sit on the cream can, or cream milk can. We sold cream back then, you know. And so he'd sit on that, and we'd be covered up with horse blankets. And
Well, I'm sure you've seen a lot of changes over the years, right?
Oh, yes, 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 for the good, I guess.
And you turned 100 this year, and the farm also turned 100. What's that like? How significant is that to you?
It was back then, I guess we enjoyed it, and we had a peaceful life, and now it's more rush, 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 rush. As I said when we came in, I'd like to turn around and go right back with all the all the cars and, you know, just peaceful life is better.
I totally agree, and I understand the whole peaceful life. What kind of memories did you have then? What are some of your favorite memories on the farm?
We just done our few chores that we had every day. We'd have to get in, feed the chickens or get the eggs and fill the wood box, get wood in every night, and we'd help in the barn too when we could. And oh, we always had a big garden back then.
What kind of specific changes have you noticed? Have there been new buildings that were built or changes in how the farm is ran?
Well, on the farm that I live on now, yes, we've built, in fact, I guess we built two houses, and we built some sheds for holding machinery, you know. I guess a couple of them buildings, and I don't know what else did we build.
We put up heifer sheds and additions on the barn and silos and, yeah, just a lot of grain setup, you know, with bins and dryers. And so we've had several improvements over the years.
So, John, is the farm in your hands now, or are you operating full-time?
Yes.
So what do you raise now? What does it look like today?
Well, we were dairy farmers, but we sold the cows in 2016. So now we just have a 15-cow beef herd, and then we rent land and cash crop ground.
What kind of memories do you have growing up on the farm?
Well, I mean, nothing... Nothing is nothing like what Mom's experienced, but we went from a little two-cylinder tractor that I grew up on, and now we've got 200 horsepower tractors and 12-row planters, and it's different without the milk cows. That you know, that beef farming is a great idea where the calves milk the cows and the cows feed the calves, so that's kind of a nice thing.
So what was it like transitioning the farm to you? What kind of decisions had to be made?
Well, I tell you, my mom and dad made it a pretty smooth transition that I was able to and I've been on the farm my whole life, so it was a pretty smooth transition.
Now, moving forward, what kind of interest is there in the next generation to keep the farm running?
Well, none of the children are actively involved in the farm right now, but some of them live close, and the grandkids are around a lot, and they enjoy jumping in the combine with Bop-Bop, so we'll see what happens.
Awesome. Well, is there anything else that you want to share about your farm being recognized?
Well, I guess it's supposed to be quite an honor, I guess, at the time. I just take it for granted, I guess.
Verna Crass and her son John share the story of the family's farm in Adams County. The Century Farm Program originated as part of Wisconsin's Centennial Celebration in 1948. Each year, about 100 properties are honored. You can listen to some of these stories at MidwestFarmReport.com. These stories are brought to you courtesy of Compeer Financial. I'm Allison Lund.